changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
There's something I wanted to talk about. And that is that the other day, I went to, many of you know that I'm vegan. I have been vegan for 12 years. And the story real quick is that my ex-wife owns a yoga studio, and I noticed a lot of very thin, fit people there. And I overheard them talking about a book called Skinny Bitch. That's the name of it, Skinny Bitch. And so what I did was I looked up Skinny Bitch and found out there was a male version called Skinny Bastard. And I ended up getting that and listening to the audiobook while I was on my way to China to do my first speaking engagement there. On the way, I found out that the book was about veganism. And I thought, well, this is crazy. I don't want to do that. I mean, I tried being vegetarian for a while, didn't like it. So I decided to, when I got there, they took us out to this really fancy meal of split chicken heads. Yep, you heard me right. Split chicken heads, and you would dig the brains out at the table. And I was repulsed, but something inside my head clicked. Why is the chicken breast delicious and the chicken brain disgusting? And so I just decided for a day to give it a try. And that was 12 years ago that I was decided I would try being vegan. The other day I went to a group of vegetarians and vegans who get together here in Key Largo once a month at a particular restaurant for lunch. And I overheard someone asked me how long I had been vegan or vegetarian. I said, I've been vegan for 12 years. I said, I just started and I never stopped. And it was just a transition that I made. And now I guess it's become somewhat of a matter of pride that I want to keep this commitment to myself. And I said, how long have you? And she said, I've been transitioning towards vegetarianism. I still eat fish, well, and chicken. And occasionally I really like to have a good steak. And I said, so how long have you been transitioning? And she said, 36 years. Take that in for a second. She's been transitioning for 36 years. This was not the first time that I had run into this. I've met several people who talked about being vegetarian and vegan, because it always tends to come up when I'm at a meal, because I always want to make sure that what I get is, you know, what I'm looking for. And when I bring it up, and people will say, oh yeah, yeah, I'm working on becoming a vegetarian. And when you say how long, they say, oh, 5 years. I'm not out to try and tell you need to become a vegetarian or a vegan. I care to the extent that I've seen the benefits in my own life, and people tell me I look much younger than I am, I act much younger than I am, and my doctor says I'm genetically much younger than I am. So to that end, yeah, I think it would be great if you and everyone else took it on. However, I don't think it's something that I should instruct you to do or encourage you to do if it's a choice you want to make. The thing is, we often tell ourselves we are accomplishing something when really all we've accomplished is made a decision to try. Transition and try are the same thing. Wayne Dyer once said that there is no try. He talked about, let me see if I put a pen in front of myself and I tried to pick it up. Well, I can't pick it up. I'm not allowed to pick the pen up. I'm just supposed to try to pick the pen up. And that's what a lot of people do. And it is far more beneficial, in my opinion, to do something one day, one full day, than to transition into it for the rest of your life and then to try it again and try it again. To give something a day and then to give it another day and to give it another day. One of the things that I've discovered is I can't tell really if something is benefiting me unless I give it some time. I shared with you that meditation that I'm doing twice a day now, the listening to the song Two Bells by Coherence, Two Bells by coherence. That I gave myself a couple of weeks before I mentioned that to my daughter, or mentioned it to you, because I wanted to test it for myself. The thing is, once I made a decision that that was going to be my form of meditation, that became my form of meditation. People remind me of Lloyd Bridges in the movie Airplane. Remember that? It started off slow as the catastrophe unfolded in the movie. Looks like I picked the wrong day to give up drinking. Looks like the long day I picked the wrong day to give up pills. Looks like I picked the wrong day to give up sniffing glue. It just picked the wrong day. There's never a good day if you're going to transition into something newer and healthier, if you're going to move into it. The thing is, stay with it long enough to discern what benefit you're receiving from it, and then make the decision to stay with it. Now, the decision to stay with something is not as easy as you think it is, or as I make it sound. My good friend Brian the other day was like, because he's really worked on getting in shape in the last few years. He was never out of shape. He was in his early 30s, and so he could kind of do what he wanted and stayed in good shape, and now he's really working to get in good shape. And he confessed to me a month or so ago, he goes, you know what? Sometimes I still snack late at night. And I went, oh, really? So do I. That's what people do from time to time. The thing is, when we make a decision to adopt a certain lifestyle, overall, that's our lifestyle. Brian still eats well almost all the time. He still exercises almost all the time. And it was just so funny to me at a meeting of vegetarians and vegans how the soon this one couple was telling everybody which was the best steakhouse in Key Largo. Again, I don't have any issues with it. It just struck me how people make a decision. I'm going to start meditating. And, you know, they'll say, and then instead of getting themselves to sit down, they'll say, well, somebody else will be talking about meditating. And then they're like, well, I meditate. Really? What kind of meditation do you practice? And do you meditate daily? Oh, you know, a variety of different things. I do a lot of different things. And yeah, I do it every day, almost every day, several times a week, at least once a week. Did you hear how I broke that apart? And that's exactly what it is. I don't know if people don't realize or what it is. The thing is, when I heard all this talk, and I hear similar things down by the pool about people who are going to go start exercising or whatever. And as I look at all of this, I think you would do better. You would need to defend yourself if you simply just said, this is who I am and this is what I do. So the key is to be comfortable with who you are and either make that choice and say, you know what, I'm an omnivore, but I like to come to these vegan things. But instead of saying first, I'm vegan, then okay, I'm vegetarian, then I'm this. So what is it that you're transitioning into? It could be taking the 21-day complaint-free challenge. I know people who keep meaning to, who a lot of times, and I know there's some of you here who do this, but some of you do the complaint-free challenge over and over, and that's totally cool. So that this is not meant to disparage you, because a lot of people will take it, complete the challenge. And I know several of you who are here and then say, I'm going to wait and do it again. However, there are a number of people who say, I'm going to do it next month. And then something comes up and next month, and then it comes up. And they're always, but yeah, I took the 21-day complaint-free challenge. Really? How did you do on it? I'm still working on it, which is more of a reminder to go home and go, now, where did I leave that 21-day complaint-free challenge? So tell me, have you noticed yourself or others who are transitioning, permanently transitioning, people who are working on something? It's important to accept other people, that other people, I stole this. I don't remember who I stole it from. But in all of my speeches, I say people will rationalize. They will tell you rational lies. They will tell you rational lies. And they do so as a way of making you believe something. You know, I'm just transitioning. I still am working on this. I could do better, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, as opposed to just accepting who and where they are. So I don't know if you have noticed this phenomenon of people who are permanently transitioning, but I wanted to make you aware of it. I thought it was a really fascinating concept because I do see it in a number of areas in people's lives.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world.